Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's a job that a dude can have that if a dude has that job, you're like, all right, that guy's probably a badass? Like, is there any job like that where you're like, all right, that guy probably, that's pretty cool. That's
bouncer?
Pretty cool job.
Bouncer?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's cool, but
it's
badass.
Might be a badass if you're a bouncer.
You better be a badass if you're a bouncer.
Okay.
Mechanic.
Mechanic? Yeah, you're probably pretty tough.
Right.
If you're a mechanic, you got strong hands, not afraid to get grease on your hands and underneath your fingernails. What about a bull rider?
Oh, I mean, if we're going like that.
Literally any job.
You're going to laugh. Well, like, first, like, MMA fighter. If that's your actual career,
yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, like, you just don't meet people that have jobs like that very often, right? Okay. Like, it's not very often you come across somebody that's an MMA fighter or, I don't know, like a pilot. That's pretty fucking cool. Anybody who's a pilot, you kind of like.
But there's also less, like, I don't want to use respectful, but like less respectful jobs than being an MMA fighter. Like, if you're like a pro arm wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all right.
Do you watch arm wrestling shows?
Wrist wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I do.
Okay.
I only watch ones that are recorded for air, though, because they normally take the arm snaps out. I don't want to be watching it when someone's bone just snaps. I don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to
see
that.
I've seen
either.
A couple of those in MMA with the leg kicks, and it's just, they're very tough for me to watch. So, I feel what
all right.
They
the point of that was not to have that happen. Yeah. Right. That went terribly wrong. The guy that's doing my fence is a fence builder / bull rider. Like, he does rodeos and tours the Southeast and does fucking bull riding all the time. And that's just fascinating. Like, that's just, I've never met somebody who is a professional bull rider before. Because, like, I got home yesterday and he had done all the demo. I guess his guy, who he works with, also a bull rider, couldn't show up today because he blew his knee out riding a fucking bull.
That'll happen.
On Sunday.
That'll happen.
He was like, yeah, I was by myself today. I was like, well, you got the whole fence down. That's pretty good. And he's like, yeah, taking it down, it was half falling down anyway. But I was like, all right, so now we're going to spend 15 minutes in my driveway talking about bull riding because I got a bunch of questions.
You got a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I got to know all kinds of stuff about this. He had like a big belt buckle on and shit. When I walked up there, I was like.
Well, he was putting the fence up with a belt buckle on?
Taking it down.
Taking it down, I mean?
Yeah, and I don't know if that was like his competition buckle.
Right.
Or I don't know if that was one that he had won or something like that. But it was definitely like I walked up the driveway because when I talked to him in the morning, he had a jacket on and a hat and stuff like that. So when I got there, he was working and I could see the belt buckle. I was like, that's a kind of a cocky move for a fence builder. Like, nothing against it, you know? Dress to impress, you know? Get decked out if you want to. But then I come to find out that he's part-time bull rider, part-time fence builder. And I was like, all right, that explains the belt buckle.
I got to show y'all a YouTube video I saw like a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe. This pro bull rider. Well, bull rider. It wasn't exactly a high-quality show. He got knocked unconscious like the second or third buck.
That happens.
Seems like it would.
But he's tied to the bull. Like, he wasn't coming off. His
leg.
Oh,
right, like your hand is
it
too
was,
tied.
I think
good.
It was his legs.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't think you're supposed to do, but what something happened is like he's on this bull that's trying to get him off, completely unconscious for like 35 seconds.
Maybe that was the guy that was supposed to help.
Don't they
the fence
wear,
builder?
Don't they have no, I think helmets now.
Do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other way, I'm like,
unless you got grandfathered in, which was always hilarious. Like,
that's
the
interesting.
Old-timers.
Let me. When I get home today, I'm going to ask him that.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Because
like,
I bet it's one of those things where it's like
at the higher levels.
I don't wear no fucking helmet.
Fuck no.
Fuck the helmet.
Yeah, I bet you he'd, hell no. Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, fuck that helmet.
Because he's got a good solid, like, he's from Hogansville, something like that. So he's got a good solid, like, you're from Hogansville accent.
Those things are so, like... They're so wildly dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, all it, people are just, this goes back to like some of the other dumb discussions we had, like the Mambas versus Gorilla. People don't understand how weak the human body is
in comparison.
Compared to like almost
mammals.
Every other animal.
Yeah.
Almost every other animal. Like,
yeah, you get fucked up.
Yeah. You're going to get fucked up by a bull. But well, that's what.
For the most part, we need a fucking weapon to fuck them up.
And
they are a weapon.
Absolutely.
And most
yeah,
of the weapons you would
evolved
use
evolved into a weapon.
Most of the weapons you will use will have no damage.
Right. That's why we gotta tranquilize them and put them in cages and stuff. Otherwise,
cook them and eat them.
Straight up, yeah, or cook them and eat them.
Delicious.
Have them on a burger. yeah. That. But that's what's so fun about it, right? I mean, that's part of the entertainment value for the spectator.
For them. I don't know if it's fun for them. It's fun for me to watch.
Right, exactly. But that's the same thing with...
Humans
with
getting ragdolled to ever.
A lot of the entertainment value in, you know, some of the barbaric sports, like, part of football is, damn, that looked fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are huge and just ran into each other. That was entertaining.
Like when Derrick Henry, or we've seen a couple stiff arms where a guy gets thrown to the turf and they bounce.
Yeah.
Like, when the guy bounces back off the turf after a stiff arm, you're like, oh, shit.
Like, of course, you never want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, it hurts.
But, like, the possibility that someone could get hurt at any time is part of the entertainment. I don't know if that makes you a barbarian or whatever to say, but it is.
I feel worse about guys getting hurt doing football than bull riding. Like, you're there to get hurt. You're lucky if you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, there's a level of, like, you should be hurt doing this every time. And the fact that you weren't and aren't
yeah.
is astonishing.
I also think there's a part of it, too, like at the highest level of you just have to be able to physically do it. Like, I couldn't ride a bull without getting hurt. I couldn't play a snap in the NFL without getting hurt.
How long do you think
some people
last?
Are built to do that kind of stuff.
First buck?
Some people aren't.
If you got put on a bull.
I wouldn't get on a bull.
Well,
I would never get on a bull. Now, there's an amount of money that would get me on a bull. So say
a lot of commas.
Say the Live bull riding tour asks
yeah.
me to be
yeah.
a part
there's
of it.
A lot of commas.
Offers
that,
me $100 million. I'll get on a bull
once.
I mean, I don't think I would last long.
I don't know if it'd be out of the gate before it had already knocked me off.
Probably not. And if I made it out of the gate, $1 and
first jump.
One land on the ground and I'd be fucking broken. Like,
because you're hitting that fucking ground hard as hell.
Yeah, you're hitting, and you don't know how you're landing on that. If you're lucky, you land feet first.
They land pretty well.
Some
a
of them,
because
they know what they're
control,
doing.
Right, they control their body.
Because they know
that,
what
yeah.
they're, and they're athletes. They know what they're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
Like,
me? I would have been fucking, I'm an athlete, and I can land on my fucking feet.
Yeah, man. Like, trying to figure out, like, because they fling you, and you're flailing. You know,
find that center body and
try to fucking
towards
tuck
it.
Or whatever. Yeah, no, I mean it's. But he seemed like, you know, he wasn't limping around or
what
anything.
What would you rather?
Got
be?
The fence down pretty fast, so.
So he got to put it up by himself too.
No, I think he had a different person.
Guy's knee healed after a day.
Well, because the
how
guy,
tough bull riders are.
The guy told him basically he was like, I think I'll be okay tomorrow morning.
With a torn ACL.
Yeah, well. Basically he didn't know what it was. I don't know, bull riders. You know, it's one of those jobs
sprain,
where
the knee sprain.
You're just a crazy person.
Right.
So you think that you're going to be okay.
What would you rather be, the bull rider or the clown that has to distract
the
bull?
The bull rider.
More than the clown
the
that
bull
has
rider.
To distract the bull?
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. Nobody ever stayed after a rodeo to fuck the clown.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, you're going it from that perspective. I was more concerned about safety in regards to the bull, but okay.
It's also dangerous to be the clown, too. Yeah,
they dive into that barrel, right?
Clown doesn't have groupies.
They dive into that barrel.
I bet the cowboy has some groupies.
I don't think you've spent enough time around rodeos to make that claim.
You go ahead and go be the clown.
You go be the clown. Yeah.
I'm going
to
be the cowboy.
I'm already a clown in real life. I don't need
there's
to dress
no,
it
there's
up.
No country songs about the cowboy, the clown that left me. You know what I mean? There's a lot of songs about the cowboy who
I'm
needed
just
to
saying,
roam.
There's a lane. There's a lane for that.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a dumb, crazy motherfucker to be a dick. Or hard up for money.
To be what?
To be a fucking rodeo clown.
Yeah.
Like, because I know that shit don't pay much.
No.
Do you think there's like a path?
And there's
path,
no glory. You
is there
get
a
no
path
belt buckle.
Where like a bat boy, you start as a rodeo clown, then you work your way up to the top and become a rider?
I don't think so.
No, doesn't work like that.
I don't think it's the minor leagues riding.
The rodeo clown is not the single A high A ball.
No.
Of rodeo manship. Crazy. Okay.
I think the rodeo clown is like the weird kid that grew up in the rodeo town.
Yes, eating glue and shit.
Like if you grew up in a rodeo town, Abe, you might be the rodeo clown.
Yeah, eating glue. And
I've been to multiple rodeos.
I've been to rodeos. Rodeos are
out
fun.
Out west.
Yeah, real cool. Yeah. Rodeos are a fun time.
They're cool.
When we were kids, they'd sometimes they'd use a pig or sometimes they'd use like a baby calf and they'd tie like a ribbon to its tail.
Yeah.
And they get like all the kids under 12 out there and you have to like the winner would have to grab the ribbon off of the tail. Yeah,
they do. There's all kinds of cool stuff. Like the little kid, like mutton something when they have to wrestle the sheep to the ground.
Sure.
And then obviously the bull riding, lasso. That shit's
pretty
cool.
I think I've discussed this before. I actually got pretty good with a lasso when I was younger. And I would practice.
You certainly didn't discuss that before.
Maybe it wasn't with y'all.
But
I've talked about it somewhere. I couldn't tie one up anymore, but I could still.
Why?
I know how to turn it and whip it. And
why?
It was fun, man.
You never know when you have to lasso some shit.
No, you've seen my dad. He's practically a
cowboy.
You
ever had to lasso some
shit,
man? You ever had to lasso
some shit?
You never
know you have to lasso some shit.
Have you ever had to?
I've done that on the stationary fucking thing.
Yeah, see?
At a rodeo, having fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I wasn't
very good at it.
Never had the lasso in my hand.
I got lassoed my brother one time.
Yeah, but I don't have to do
probably tried to catch a leg or something.
I think I've mentioned this before. When I was a kid, I got pretty good with the lasso.
I did, man.
Fucking lasso.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man.
It was fun, man.
No, I bet it was. I bet it was. I just, you know. It's not like a. You realize that's not like just a regular thing most people would say.
I mean, fine, but like I'm not ashamed that I got.
I'm not saying you should be. I'm not saying you should be. Okay. But like, you can't be surprised that our reaction is to sort of laugh.
No, I'm not surprised.
And be like,
what
the fuck?
We didn't have gaming systems growing up. I wasn't inside playing video games.
You were out there lassoing.
You were out on the range. You were out on the range. Lassoing cattle.
Lassoing some shit.
You know, the cat or something.
After lasso,
got pretty good. I'm just saying.
That's I'm not.
My problem is I only got good stationary. Like, if I was real smart, I would have hopped the bike.
Yeah, they want
trying
you
to bike while you know
the elite lassoers do it moving.
Yeah, I don't do that. They're actually like their accuracy is crazy. Like when you watch when they had to do the team roping event where the one guy hits the back legs, the other guy hits the front legs. And then they had to go tie him up.
You see why the damn bull is pissed off.
Yeah.
Or the horses are the buck.
Those are calves.
Yeah.
When they get the bull that mad, it's because they tie its dick and balls up to itself, right?
Yes.
That's what happens?
Yes.
I'd be pissed off,
too. And put something on it that doesn't want it.
Like yeah, it's like a
human.
Burlap. Fuck. And then
well, I meant the human.
Yeah, then a dude
the
gets
on
the back. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so the dude that's doing my fence is a bull rider, which is pretty cool. He was a nice guy.
So you got to question his ass all day, Arthur. You go.
I was just fascinated. I was like,
I would be too.
How do you get into that? His dad was a bull rider.
Yeah,
that family business. There you go.
That's like that, or like the matadors. Like we were in Mexico City. We went to one, dude. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's like a prestigious family thing, right?
Yes. Like they were talking about because the guy who was taking us around was like, yeah, this is like passed down from great like. Like if you're born to a matador, you're gonna be a fucking matador.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way around it.
Yeah. We went to one when we were in Spain. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a very like kind of like we were talking about a little bit with F1 yesterday. It's like very sophisticated, kind of everyone gets dressed up nice to go to it and all that kind of stuff. And then everyone watches them murder a bunch of bulls, which is kind of what it is, you know? The guy sticks some shit in the bowl.
Yeah, it's slowly.
And then it slowly gets more groggy because it's losing blood. Yeah, it actually was really
sad.
Like
everyone thinks it'd be exciting. Then they
see it like it was cool at first when he was just kind of doing the Olay shit. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, damn, that bull is
in a lot of pain for
suffering
a long time.
Badly.
Yeah, like, I don't appreciate
that. Sucks.
That.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite thing.
I like it when it's the other way around. The bull gores the.
You start cheering for the bull like, God damn.
Yeah, you do. You start rooting for the bull.
Every single time.
You start rooting for the bull.
Did you see the moron out in Yellowstone that walked up to a bison to take a selfie?
I told you that.
Was that last summer, right?
There's a new one.
There's a new one. I told
there's
you about that
one.
Shit. They had to kill the fucking damn.
No, you're talking about the one that helped the baby bison.
Is that what happened?
Get out of the mud. I'm talking about another
new one? Another
moron.
Or there's another one?
That like walked like the bison was like laying down on the ground and she walked to within feet of it and took a selfie. It didn't strike, But every single time I wish it did.
Me too. Leave that fucking thing alone.
Every time.
Yep. It's ruining it for everybody.
The people who have their windows down when they're going through big cat reserves, and I'm like, please reach in there. Please let that cat reach in there one time.
Ruining it for everybody.
But it's like, yeah. What did I say? The motherfucker at one of them zoos jumped in a damn alligator pit just to show off. Like, what's wrong with you?
Get killed?
No.
Damn it.
But why? What's the problem?
I don't know.
Do you not like your life?
Yeah, people just want to die, I guess, it seems. Yeah.
They did it for the gram, bro. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I wish I was kidding. Like, people do all that dumb shit. Another person died the other day taking a picture out of scenic cliff. And then the picture was of them falling off the cliff.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, that wasn't a picture, but they did fall off the cliff.
I was wondering, if they play here, Miami, they play here in September.
Yeah, so in regards to the Messi thing,
Saturday night,
I've read that he's joining next year.
Yeah, if he's that's why Mike said if it's true. Why would he come play this year?
I don't know.
He may not want to take 5 months off.
That's true.
But they do. He is part of. He's getting called into Argentina's national team. Thiago Almada is as well. But I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what, like, if they're qualifying for something or not.
So people don't know. Messi is supposedly signing with
Inter Miami.
And that's pretty cool.
Because he's still playing at a high fucking level.
Yeah, he's still really good, and he'll probably be the best player in the MLS. Like,
Thiago Almada is already the best player in the MLS.
Yeah, like if you're good in the Serie A or whatever, he's La Liga, like you're probably pretty good in MLS. You'd probably be pretty bad in La Liga and still come over and be pretty good in MLS. So that'll be cool. If people want to see Messi in person, if you haven't seen him before, you probably get a chance to do that.
Oh, yeah.
He's the small one.
Because they got on the plane and she was FaceTiming me and I was like, oh, shit. And she's like, what? I said, Messi supposed to go to Miami. His ass jumps in the screen. Talking about Samson. Are you serious? Are you for? Oh, he loves fucking.
That's
he
great.
He loves fucking Messi.
So he'll be able to.
Yeah. Can you take me to a game?
He might get to see Messi in person. That's cool.
He fucking loves Messi.
And now Messi gets to expand the brand a little more.
When all his little friends, when they come over to the house, and like whenever they want to talk to me or whatever, they always talk about fucking soccer. All of them. Just international. Just all of them. They want no more shit than me. Maybe ask it because this when you'll get this when Lily gets older. Do you know? Or did you know?
Do you know that? Did you know?
Did you
and then
know?
They tell you some stuff?
Yes. Did you know? No.
Are they telling you soccer stuff? Or are they asking if you knew, like, Ronaldinho?
No, they're telling me soccer stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought you were at,
EPL.
Did
you know that? I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Nah.
Like,
thank you.
That's all they do the whole
time. How many times did you know?
Did
you
know?
And you were just like, no, I didn't know that, man.
Yeah. Did you know? I was like, no. Didn't know that, homie.
Thank you for information.
Yeah, that's all they know.
Little kids love to know stuff, and they love to tell you stuff that they know, and they love to make stuff up sometimes. But yeah, they love to.
Now
they love to feel like they're a part of it.
Are you allowed to call them on that BS
if they're
or
wrong?
Do you have to let it pass.
No, I mean it's okay to be like, no, that's not true.
That's actually where did you see that?
I mean, it depends on the thing. But it's like. It's okay to let kids believe certain things, but like it's also, it depends. It's kind of play
don't
it
be
by
an asshole to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick to a kid if a kid's having a good time. Maybe some of us would
see how many drinks I've had.
The
at that
the
point.
Good time is more important than the truth sometimes
a
with
a
7 year old.
A lot of times,
but
a lot of fucking times.
But everybody parties different.
Can't let them regurgitate wrong shit all the time to people.
Yeah, you can.
Like, it depends what it is.
Yeah,
obviously.
You can.
I think your point is right. It depends what it is.
It really doesn't matter.
No, you can't let them just. Because then they get into a habit of just seeing something and then regurgitating it as fact. You got to tell them, double check your source on that one.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to say that to a 7 year old.
Yeah, hey, man. Double check your facts.
Double check your source, bro.
Show me the bibliography on that.
But also, if they're out there just saying stuff that's totally crazy, like, nah, I'm going to pump the brakes on that one. You know?
I figured, man, go sit your ass down somewhere.
Because kids don't know the difference between what, like, is kind of family stuff and what's public stuff and all that. You know, they'll just share information.
No, that
they don't know the difference.
Not the Michael children know where. We don't do that shit. Right. Because I was that is a quick, like, that was my mom. Just smack your fucking mouth if you say something going in the house.
Yeah, come on. Keep that inside.
Yeah, shut your ass up. All right, going over there. Go. Yeah, you. Take your ass over there.
Like, guess what my mommy said.
Yep. Uh-oh. Just like that. That's what my mommy said. That's why when Pam came over to the house and we're sitting at the table talking and Samson came over there, she's like, excuse you, grown folks talking. And I ain't say nothing. Donna ain't say nothing. Yeah, pick your ass back over there. Grown folks over here talking.
There it is. We talk to my mother-in-law on FaceTime most nights, and because she wants to talk to Lily and all that. And
yeah, she won't talk to y'all.
She was talking to Ashley the other day, and she said something about she was feeling, what did she say, like anxious or was feeling like a little bit, I don't know what the right word was, but Lily was not listening but heard that. Right. And then we got off the phone later, and she was like, made me feeling anxiety.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, you hear everything, yep, don't you? Yep. God.
What's she feel about the baby?
Gotta be careful. I don't know what it was. But it was like, good Lord. Like, these kids are just, their minds are like steel traps.
Sponge, baby.
They hear everything. They know everything that's going on. It's crazy. Like, she just remembers, like, we went to the birthday party for her friend on Sunday. And we were driving home. And she was like, remembering her second birthday party at the lake. And she was reciting all the people that were there. And I was like, fuck, that's good.
They remember everything.
You remember all the good stuff. Remember any of the bad stuff? Probably. I don't know. There's probably not that much bad stuff, but she hasn't said her first cuss word yet, but that's coming.
Yes.
That's coming.
Yes, love it. Love
her,
it.
Her big new thing right now is, come with me, I have an idea.
Oh,
it's God. Like, okay, cool, what's your idea? And it's always just like, you know, let's put my doll to sleep or something. It's never like some sort of monumental idea, but come with me, I've got an idea. Okay.
And there, she's at that age, but they won't sit and wait for you to be like, give me a second.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no give me
there's
a second.
No give me a second.
Come on.
Pull or something.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah. They don't, she's at that age where, hey, man,
give me one second. It's a full count, and Ronald Acuna's up. Just give me 1 second. Last night we did turn the game on, though, and, well, I guess not the actual game, the coverage of the rain delay. And she was like, oh, a baseball game. Yes. Because before any sporting event, no matter it was football, baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever, it was all a football game. And it was always, I don't want to watch the football game. But last night it was, oh, the baseball game. So we're turning a corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.